Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming legislative session concludes with approval of $10.6 billion budget. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming legislature concluded its 2024 session by approving a $10.6 billion biennial budget after intense debates and negotiations. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Senate passed the budget on a 17-14 vote, followed by the House with a 41-21 vote. The budget, which now goes to Governor Mark Gordon's desk, reflects a challenging session marked by political infighting. Notable elements include $700.8 million allocated to savings and a 3% reduction in spending compared to the previous budget, excluding property tax reliefs. The most contentious issue involved a $150 million allocation for a new Rock Springs High School. The budget also eliminates the University of Wyoming's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, while gender studies programming will continue. Despite divisions, lawmakers expressed pride in fulfilling constitutional obligations and providing tax relief. House Speaker Representative Albert Summers of Pinedale said, "Our primary job in the budget session is to pass a constitutional budget, and we did that. So I'm proud of the work we did. There's things in the budget I don't like, but I voted for it." The governor's potential vetoes are anticipated, with Democrats securing wins, including funding for foster care providers and the preservation of the gender studies program. The legislature does not plan to convene again to override potential vetoes. House and Senate approved three additional property tax bills on third reading. The Wyoming Senate and House of Representatives successfully passed three key property bills before a Thursday deadline. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, the House approved Senate File 54, introducing a homeowner tax exemption, providing a 25% exemption on the fair market value of single-family residential structures up to $3 million. Meanwhile, the Senate passed House Bill 4, expanding the state's property tax refund program, allowing refunds with those for up to 165% of the state's median gross household income on a sliding scale from 100% to 25%. The Senate also approved House Bill 45, originally proposing a 5% property tax cap, but amended to 3%. Lawmakers, including Senator Bill Landon and Senator Bo Bightman, expressed pride in providing relief to Wyoming homeowners, emphasizing the collaborative effort between the two chambers. The executive director of the Wyoming Taxpayers Association, Ashley Harpstreith, commended the coordination between communities and chambers, anticipating significant relief for a majority of homeowners. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.